The grand jury investigating former President Donald Trump's role in hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels not meeting yesterday. In fact, the jury has been put on standby as there's a little bit of friction growing over the possible indictment of Donald Trump. To learn more, we're checking in with Fox News Radio's Eben Brown. Hey there, Eben.
Good morning.
So, okay, yesterday jurors were supposed to hear from another witness. That did not happen. Why did that not happen, Eben?
That's a great question. No one really has a good answer, and that's why there's a lot of speculation as to whether or not there really is going to be an indictment coming. Perhaps there was a plan to have an indictment, but a certain social media intervention by a certain former president might have put a lot of this on ice. You know, the district attorney in Manhattan, the local district attorney in Manhattan, has been made it a campaign promise that he would indict Donald Trump. They have been conducting this investigation into what is essentially a minor business records crime, a misdemeanor, something that both the Department of Justice, the Federal Election Commission, and even the New York State Attorney General sort of dismissed as really a nothing burger, because it is really a nothing burger for the most part, unless you can prove that it was committed in service of committing yet another crime, in which they're having a lot of difficulty doing. And it seems as if they may not be able to get an indictment, especially with the revelation of a letter and the testimony of the former lawyer for the former lawyer, Michael Cohen, right?
Yeah.
Who has come forward and said, and if you can follow along, right? Who's come forward and said that, basically casting doubt on everything Michael Cohen is saying now. With regard to who paid who and for how much and when they got reimbursed and what it was for.
What an absolute circus. So obviously, by the sounds, the DA is having a hard time convincing the grand jury to pursue charges. So then what is the grand jury doing right now? Are they just like hanging out waiting?
Well, grand juries are called to hear things, right? You know, so most of the time is, and in New York, I think it works practically the same everywhere. There are grand juries that are convened at regular times to hear the cases being made by prosecutors on a number of things. So this grand jury isn't necessarily perhaps specifically there for the Trump and, you know, potential indictment. They could have just been convened, but they're being told, you know, your work is not yet done here. So they're kind of in a holding pattern.
They're like on standby.
Yeah, standby is okay. Probably a good way to say it.
Have we heard from Donald Trump? I know in the beginning of all this, he's pretty vocal on his social media platform, Truth Social. Has he issued any other kinds of messages or responses since yesterday?
Kind of more of the same, right? This is really not a shocker for what we expect from Donald Trump. Usually some kind of lambasting of the person that he's focused on at the moment happens to be Alvin Bragg, that district attorney of Manhattan, with a side swipe for Ron DeSantis. I ultimately think he'll continue this sort of badgering because he's good at it and it usually gets him the results that he wants. Part of this, I have to say, was to draw up attention to what is turning into really a colossal failure on the part of the DA.
Yep.
I think it certainly behooves Donald Trump to highlight this failure as much as possible.
I love the way you said it, Eben, a big old nothing burger. That was already established, you know, years ago. Really good coverage this morning. Thanks, Eben, for your time.
You got it.
That's Fox News Radio's Eben Brown joining us live here on Whoa, Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.